Mark Brewer, who's the chairman of the Democratic Party. Also holding on the line is Bobby Scholstack, who's the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Let's first start with Mark. How are you, Mark?
Doing well, Tony. Thank you very much.
You got a little tingle going on now because you know we're gearing up for this big election in November?
Well, we've been gearing up for some time. You know, we've got over a dozen offices open around the state. Payrolls growing, thousands of volunteers. We've been working toward the fall election for a long, long time.
All right, what's your take on Paul Ryan?
Well, look, he and Romney are really peas in a pod. They really share the same kind of extreme ideology, so it's almost surprised us that Romney picked him. These are two guys who would privatize Social Security. They'd end Medicare as we know it. As a result, seniors would end up paying thousands of dollars more per year for their health care. They would cut taxes for millionaires like Mitt Romney and raise taxes on the rest of us. And even when it comes to the auto industry, Tony, they're really, again, peas in a pod. Ryan was asked whether he thought it was a good idea to rescue the domestic auto industry, and he said no. So he joins Mitt Romney in saying, let Detroit go bankrupt. So that's a real short version of what you can expect from a Romney-Ryan administration.
Now, Ryan is being dogged by many different reports. From what I understand, he's a guy who comes from simple means, a poor background, had to work his way through college, now is a pretty simple guy, and he wants to be what he calls fiscally responsible. He wants to be able to pay the bills. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing wrong with that. The question is, how do you get there? And do you get there by throwing seniors under the bus, by privatizing Social Security and ending Medicare as we know it? Do you get there by throwing school kids and college kids under the bus, by slashing education funding? You know, do you get there by cutting taxes? As even Mitt Romney has acknowledged that the Ryan plan would cut his taxes significantly, low as Romney's taxes are already. They would cut his taxes significantly. So the question, Tony, is the path. Is it going to be a path where everybody shares in the sacrifice and the long-term benefits, or where just a few folks are going to end up with the benefits? That's the Ryan Romney approach.
All right. The Ryan Romney approach will also say that our unemployment rate is astronomical. We need more jobs, and we need to get this budget deficit under control. How do you respond to that?
Well, the Ryan Romney approach would have made the unemployment rate, particularly here in Michigan, much worse because General Motors, Chrysler, and probably Ford would be out of business, Tony, if they had been in office during the darkest hour of the auto industry when Mitt Romney would have stabbed us in the back despite his Michigan roots, and we now know that Paul Ryan would have joined him in that. Instead, we had President Obama very courageously stepped up and said, we're not going to let the domestic auto industry go under, and now we're seeing it making profits, adding jobs, and, you know, building cars again. So that's a great, great improvement. Now, do we need to continue to work to add jobs? Yes. But this Romney-Ryan budget will really undercut our economy by slashing education funding. That's really the foundation of jobs for the future. It's just the wrong path for the country to go. And actually, it'll take us back to the bad days of George Bush and the terrible economy that Barack Obama inherited when he became president.
All right, Mark, final question for you. Many political analysts we've talked to have said that Michigan is up for grabs. Who wins Michigan in November?
Barack Obama, in the end, wins Michigan. It's a very competitive two-party state. We've been fortunate to win the state due to the hard work of a lot of folks and some great candidates since 1992, but we're not taking anything for granted, and that's why we're going to take the record of Ryan and Romney to the voters of Michigan and talk to them about, you know, their failure to rescue the domestic auto industry, what they would do to our seniors, what they would do to our school kids, what they would do to our middle class by raising taxes. And I think once the records are clear, Michigan will be in Barack Obama's column again.
All right, Mark Brewer is the chairman for the Michigan Democratic Party. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, Tony.